that launched Bernard Shaw has no black men full-time anchors Monday through Friday at all. Don Lemon was the last one.
Wow.
Full-time during the week. And then they have Victor Blackwell on the weekend. But we have to look at behind the camera, our producers, our executives, et cetera, and they have to look like the diversity of this country, and they do not. So their perspective is jaded and steers towards misogyny because there's so many men in that in the boardrooms that are doing the work and setting the tone for who's interviewed, who's broadcast. And the picture that they paint. So we've got to do better. They have to do better.
Wow. That's something. Daryl, you know, you are an amazing writer. You've written for a number of newspapers, and we've talked and had many meetings with journalists over this year. Daryl, what do you have to say about the media coverage of election 2024?
Well, you know, Barbara, the media coverage of election 24 has simply been horrible. And, you know, I'd give them an F and it would go lower if I could. But I tell you, you know, the whole thing has been that it's a double standard of coverage that they have been providing at one point in time with regards to how they treated the vice president and how they treated the former president and the issues that they would raise with them and not raise with them, let them get away with things, not let them get away with things. And now that we're on the precipice of electing a new president, you know, what we're beginning to see now from the press is we're not hearing a lot of these issues that that we're hearing on the ground in Georgia. You know, the issues that we've heard in Mississippi, the issues that we've heard around the country, in Pennsylvania, what's happening with the voters. And we know that that's a direct tie to a lot of the calls, the quiet and loud, what do you call them, dog whistles, try to upend democracy. And so, you know, when we look at that, we've got to remember that all of this is tied together. But more importantly, Barbara, the one thing that I love to pick up, and I know you want to comment on, is the ability, the will, the strength of the black voter and the voter of color and the young voter to say, I'm coming out and I'm casting my ballot. I'm going to get out there and get my vote on. That is going to happen. I'm going to do it. The courage, what do you call it? The courage of Rosa, the courage of Harriet Tubman, the courage of Thurgood. That's the courage that folks are putting forward right now to say that I'm going to participate in this democracy because I am part of this democracy. This is much my democracy as it is anybody else's. And that's the reason why, Barbara, I say I'm really proud in knowing and watching these John Marshall Law students and watching these young lawyers and watching the seasoned lawyers, all that are putting themselves in place to say, no, no, no. This is our democracy. We're going to protect it, and we want to be certain that everyone that can vote votes. Barbara, as we're turning toward the closing hours of the election, what are some of the things that voters should be looking for, Barbara? What are some of the concerns that they should have? What should they be aware of?
All right, here's the number one things we want voters to know. Once again, if you see anything wrong, even if you voted and you just happen to go by a polling place and you see a problem, report it. Call us at 833-TJC-VOTE. 833-TJC-VOTE. And our gratitude to all of those who have been calling and reporting problems that we've been able to identify and work on. Second thing is, right now, your polling site, we are always worried to make sure that as we hit that 3 o'clock hour, a lot of polling sites do some weird stuff. One of the weird things they do is start to mouth that they're out of ballot. Okay? Folks, don't go for that. If you are an election administrator right now listening to this or you're in touch with one, you make sure they have ballots, enough ballots, and that they have ballots sufficient to give to people who need them. Another problem we see is that as you get to that 3 o'clock hour, the machines start having, quote, issues. Now, I say it's people having issues affecting the machines. But anyway, you will see problems with all of a sudden they're saying, oh, the machines aren't working. So we don't know what to do because the machines aren't working. Well, you need to give people some regular paper ballots. You're required by law in many states to do that. But they cheat all the time and don't prepare those paper ballots. So we just want you to be aware that those are some of the things we see. Another thing we see is that as you get to those closing hours, people start putting out deep fake nonsense, lots of deceptive practices. Folks, the polls are open until they close. Don't believe the nonsense, the deceptive, disenfranchising messages that will come out saying, oh, the election's all over. X is one or Y is one. All of those lying messages that will start coming out to discourage the evening vote, to discourage those people who are getting off of work and trying to vote. Don't get caught up in the lie. That is so important. And the very last thing, Daryl, you know it. Come on, talk about that. What happens at 6:59 if your polls close at 7? What happens at 7:59 if your polls close at 8? What happens, Daryl? And what is it that every voter must know about their right to vote?
Absolutely, Barbara. You know, and Greg Palast just walked in. I know that he wants to say a word to our national audience that's on the show. But I'm going to tell you, folks, the line is this. If you're in line by 59, if your poll closes at 8, that's 7:59. If your poll closes at 7, it's 6:59. If you're in line by 59, you get to vote. Don't let them tell you otherwise. If you're in line by 59, you have that right to vote. Greg, I know you want to yell and say something to our national audience here. Greg Palast.
Okay. Hi, Barbara. Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Yes. Hi. So this is Greg Palast reporting from on the ground in Georgia. And what I want to do is warn everyone that we know that between 850 and 2 million people have been challenged by vigilante vote challengers. Remember, if you have problems with your registration, and Barbara, you may have already told people this, if you have problems with your registration, someone's blocked it, or you're missing, you're purged, whatever, say, I want to register right now. And you can do that in Nevada, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in North Carolina, in 21 states. You can actually register right there at the poll and then say, give me a regular ballot.
Maryland? Yes. 23 states have election day registration, same day voter registration. It is important for people to use that. If you've been purged, challenged, or otherwise, people are trying to deny you the right to vote. Greg, you are a hero to us. I hope people
have watched
the movie, Vigilante
yes.
Inc. Everybody needs to watch it, Vigilante Inc. They can watch it at, how do they watch it, Greg? Tell them.
Go to Save Your Vote, not Save My Vote or Barbara's Vote. With a Y, saveyourvote.org. Jamie Foxx and Leonardo DiCaprio have made the film available for free at saveyourvote.org. And the reason we want you to go there is not only to watch the film Vigilantes, grab your popcorn, you'll enjoy it, and you'll be terrified by it too, but at saveyourvote.org, you can get Barbara's phone number if you're in trouble, the 866-OUR-VOTE number. It also tells you how to avoid things like provisional ballots. Don't believe the nice lady behind the desk. You fill out a provisional ballot that does not get that ballot counted. You're going to have to either say, don't give me that, I want a regular ballot, or you say, what do I have to do to get this ballot counted? We call it curing the ballot. You might have to take extra steps, but the only reason they want to take your vote away from you is because it's valuable. No one steals a wallet that's empty. They want your vote because it's valuable. Don't let them take it away. And if you have to take extra steps, please do that. But go to saveyourvote.org. Grab some popcorn, watch the movie, but get all the information and the voter protection numbers, please.
All right. That is important. Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you for everything you do. Daryl, we've been traveling this nation. TJC this year has been in Alabama, Arizona. We've been in Georgia. We've been in Florida. We've been in good old Ohio. We've been all over Wisconsin. We've been helping out in Detroit. We've been everywhere, it seems, in Pennsylvania. We have been up and down these roads. We've been in Maryland. We've been everywhere making sure that people know it's time to get out and vote and saying, this is our time. You see, Daryl, when I hear about people doing bomb threats, this 1960-style stuff, you know, telling folks that they're going to bomb their polling places. I remember that chant that young folks started in 2020, and it says that when black votes are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
And that
That's
is
right, Barbara.
What we're doing today at these national command centers. We are not going to be deterred. We win. So it's critical, everybody. Right. But it's a flag. It's an old slogan. It's an old slogan, thank God. And we want to we want to remind people that that is who we are. We are the people who never give up. We are the people, we are the sons, daughters, inheritors of the legacy of Harriet Tubman, of Frederick Douglass, of Malcolm X, of Marcus Garvey. We never stop. We're unstoppable. And until we see the dream visualized and actualized of a truly open democracy, we will continue to fight. Much love out there to everybody voting.
Thank you, Barbara.
Much love. In your feet and in your souls, much love. Go ahead, Daryl. Take us home.
Thank you, Barbara. Folks, if you have not voted yet, go to vote.org, and check and be certain that you know where it is that you're going to vote. Vote.org to be certain that you're going to the correct polling place to cast your vote. If while you're out there voting, you encounter problems of any sort, you can call 833-TJC-VOTE, or you can call 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE. We have lawyers and the legal staff that's in place ready to assist you with whatever the issue is that you're encountering. We need to be certain that you get your vote on, that you get your vote cast, and that you have the opportunity to express your voice. Because the one thing that we do know is that when America votes, democracy wins. Let's help democracy win by getting America the vote. Folks, until next Tuesday, noon, Eastern Standard Time, get off the sidewalk, get into the street, get into good trouble, cast your ballot, and be back here next Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, for more Igniting Change. Peace, everybody.
Peace, everyone.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
It's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it? I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.9. WMMJ, HD2. WKYS, HD2. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.